next big collection, and this one I didn't think we could get, were the Rockefeller papers. I mean, the Rockefeller papers, their papers were processed. Most of them were processed. They were pretty much ready to go. And they were trying to make a decision about what to do with them. And I thought surely they would go to Fayetteville, that we wouldn't be. But we were trying to get them. Joel Anderson was a Republican, about the only one I knew in those days. And Joel had some connections to the Rockefellers. And so he had a little bit of inside track there. And there were five board members that were going to make five. They were going to make the decision. They controlled the Rockefeller Trust, not the foundation, but the trust that had all the money, and they had the papers. Two of them were connected to Little Rock, and two of them were from New York. And I can't remember the fifth one. I think was one of the Rockefellers, and the guys from Little Rock didn't want it to go to Fayetteville. They didn't particularly like the guy up there, and they didn't want it to go there. And so they really had a hand in pushing it down here. And it turned out the two guys from New York, who probably didn't know where Fayetteville was, you know, thought Little Rock's the capital city, let's put them there. And so we were able to get those. That really touched off a furor with those people in Fayetteville. But that was a big deal because it was the first really big governor's collection. Yeah, the Faubus papers had been collected at Fayetteville. It was the first really big collection.
So that
really made a difference because now we had the Rockefellers behind us. They gave, just out of the blue, they gave the archives $100,000 as a foundation permanent gift to use to help with the papers and do what we wanted to. It meant we had to have more room because we didn't have where to put them. And so suddenly the archives went from one room to taking up about a half floor. That half, you know, in the library, that's really is a half floor. It's about a quarter of the library was now archives. That made a big difference. And that really got us going. Then I started getting staff, and we had attention. People, we were in the paper, and people knew who we were. Now people, you know, they're interested in putting papers there. And so the bigger you get, you know, the more stuff you get, the better you look, the more people you know, and it becomes sort of a snowball effect.